I want you to put one of these briefcases loaded with everything I just said into each vehicle that you drive, your car, your spouse's car, a work truck, so that you have that with you.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, Mike Butler here, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. And the topic today is your Toolbox Tuesdays. And we're into part two of building your buyer's crash kit. So part one, just a quick review of the things that you must have with you at all times, which is your index cards, mini PIS cards, and those apps on your smartphone. Now, part two here in your buyer's crash kit, we're going to talk about a briefcase. That's right. Old school briefcase. I don't want you to go out and buy one and order one off of Amazon. It looks real high dollar and all this and that. But what I did back in the day, now remember, this is caveman stuff, caveman era, no internet, no email, no websites. And there's a place called the Disabled American Veterans Thrift Store. Maybe it's Goodwill, whatever. I went in there into that store and I bought a used American Tourister, a name brand, a used American Tourister briefcase for $5. And I bought two of them, one for each vehicle that I drive. I put one in my police truck, put one in my other truck, and put one in mama's car. So I actually bought three. And then what I did, and here's what you need to do, is I want you to load it with the things I'm getting ready to tell you right now. And because it's going to be loaded with everything you need to do a deal right now. So here's one thing you're going to put in there. You got to have a flashlight. Not that I had a police flashlight, but put a little flashlight. You can get these little LED things for $3 or something, but a decent flashlight, maybe a tape measure for you're not going to put in the briefcase. You're always going to have your cell phone with you. But then I want you to get 5 manila folders. And you're going to put inside of each one of these manila folders, you're going to make 10 copies of a simple one-page offer form to buy cash. You're going to have 10 copies to go in the second manila file folder to a simple one-page offer form with seller financing. And we've got another 10 for jumping a loan and jumping a loan with seller financing. So you're going to have 5 manila folders. And each one of them is going to have a specific strategy on making your offer. Okay. And it's all done on a simple one-page form so it doesn't scare your seller. I love the KISS method. Keep it simple for your seller. Okay. Put about a dozen good ink pens in there. Put a clipboard in there. And that's about it. You might find something else that you might want to put in there, but that goes in your briefcase. So remember, I want you to put one of these briefcases loaded with everything I just said into each vehicle that you drive, your car, your spouse's car, a work truck, whatever. Okay. So that you have that with you. So think about this. I can remember many times going to my local monthly RIA meeting. And because I had that briefcase out in my truck, I was able to do a deal right there in the hallway right now before anybody else. Somebody else says, well, I got to go get my legal pad. I got to do this. I got to check some stuff at the office. Let me get back with you. No. Okay. If you know that it's a deal, pounce on it. Because if it's a killer deal and you got to dilly-dally around, it'll be gone when you come back. So briefcase, buy a used one. Okay. Put one in every vehicle that you drive. So that's a pretty short one. We got 4 minutes on that one, and it's what I'm looking at, and that's pretty cool. So part two, the buyer's crash kit. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.